Which one is this? I was wondering, where is the cat?
Good morning, Lagos!
Morning. Yeah.
What? Lagos.
Okay. All right, we're here this morning. Beautiful morning. It's a Monday. Work week has started. Yes.
Some of us work all through the week into the
You worked
weekend.
On Sunday.
I work.
In church.
From home.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. It's a beautiful, beautiful morning. You say it as it is. Joy is an instruction. You need to be deliberate about it. Are you going to be happy today or not?
I'm not even asking you. Yes. I'm commanding you.
To be happy.
To be happy.
Otherwise.
If not.
We will not do anything. Well, 11 minutes past 10. My name is Stretch, S-T-R-E-T-C-H, Stretch Cool on Twitter, and Stretch Original on Instagram.
Okay, my name is Mary Andy Cocoon. I'm the loveliest person that you'll ever know.
What did you
oh
say?
My God.
In English.
My name is Mary Andrew Cocoon. Yes, you can follow me on Twitter, Instagram, Mimi Ayo, everywhere you go, because I'm Mimi Ayo, everything you do.
All right, this morning we're going to be... All right, she's beautiful. It's good to have a beautiful woman
with
you every single morning.
Oh my gosh, so good.
And together we'll be taking you through the next 2 hours, or less than that. At 12 o'clock, we'll be saying bye-bye to ya. But before then, we're going to leave a taste in your mouth. It's going to be a lovely taste.
You know that sweet aftertaste when you eat that, you know, that fruit that when you eat it and drink water, you just keep feeling sugary.
Yeah,
you know? That's what we do every day.
All right, we start this morning with Sound Off, where we talk about something you would love to talk about, but we do it for you. And what you just do, sit back, relax, and enjoy Sound Off. Life can be fun,
but life in itself can be hard.
Every single day, we wake up to all kinds of stories.
Some good.
And in sports, Nigeria's Tobi Amusu has set a new 100-meter hurdles world record.
Some bad.
And some outrageous. A 29-year-old woman, Oluchi Mbaduba, has been arraigned before an Ogba magistrate court for allegedly beating up her brother's wife.
This is Sound Off,
where we bring these issues to the fore.
You can hear this Mondays to Fridays, 10 a.m. to 10:30 a.m.
on WhatsApp Lagos 99.3 Nigeria Info.
Give it. All right, it's 12 minutes past hour 10, and this is Sound Off this lovely morning. Well, it's the 22nd day of the month of October.
You're going forward in Jesus' name.
I swear down. August, yeah? And in 7 days or 8 days, all things being equal, people will expect their salaries, yeah? And the minimum wage for Nigeria is 30,000 naira. But let's leave us now. We're not the issue right now. Private sector, public sector, so people earn quite some. But let's just go to those who legislate, who are in charge of our lives. I'm talking about the senators in Nigeria. Maybe you don't need to be reminded, but let's just run through this, please. Senators' annual pay worldwide. I'm just going to touch a few countries, right? If you talk about countries that are making waves, United States of America, a senator in United States of America earns $174,000. You know, dollar is their money. Yeah. $174,000. Yeah. A senator in Germany, $119,500. That's annual pay. Annual, every year. In France, $85,900. Okay, let's say you are saying they are overseas. What about Africa? In South Africa, $104,000. Yeah? In Saudi Arabia, $64,000. Annual salary. In Ghana, $46,000. In Spain, $43,900 per annum. In Malaysia, $25,300. In Nigeria. $2,183,685.
So I think the question I wanna ask this morning is, with the state of our economy, with the things that we're going through, with us being able to pay our ASU. Don't worry, the doctors are about to go on their own strike. Who knows who's going to join next? It might just be TUC. Can our economy actually afford to pay our senators this much?
Okay.
All across the world, the highest paid is Kenya. In Africa, Kenya, second to Nigeria. Let's look at Kenya's economy and place it side by side Nigeria's economy.
Marianne.
What we manufacture, what we export, as opposed... No, yeah, yes, let me put it out there. We export crude oil that we never see the tankers leave.
Yeah, leave that one. I'm talking about what is it, just remunerations. Maybe you don't know the breakdown. The basic salary is 2,484,245.
Mm-hmm.
Hardship allowance is 50% of basic salary.
What's hardship
allowance?
That's
1.2 million. That's hardship in the country. Constituency allowance is 200% of basic salary. That's 4.9 million. Newspaper allowance. Wouldn't they read newspaper? Eh? That is 50% of basic salary. That's 1.2 million. Wardrobe allowance is 25% of basic salary. 621,000 naira. 221,000. Recess allowance. Wouldn't they go on recess? Okay, you said looking at me like, wouldn't they go on recess?
How many times do these guys have to sit in a day?
Let me finish.
In a week, they sit three times and we still pay you for recess.
Let me finish.
What recess?
What do you know about politics?
Hey.
Recess allowance is 10% of their basic salary. That's 248,000 naira. Accommodation, 200% of their basic salary. That's 4.9 million. Utility allowance, 30% of basic salary. That's 827,000 naira. Domestic staff allowance. Okay, would they be one fetching water by themselves, cooking by themselves?
Did they not have homes?
Oh,
were they not living and surviving before they became senators?
They are senators of the Federal Republic now.
And so what?
Well, that's 70% of the basic salary. That's 1.8 million. Okay, entertainment allowance, 30% of basic salary. Personal assistant, 25% of basic salary. That's 621,000. Vehicle maintenance allowance, 75% of basic salary. That's 1.8 million. And leave allowance, 10% of their basic salary, that's 248,000. Severance of gratuity income, 300% of basic salary, that's 7.4 million. Car allowance, 9.9 million. Total salary, 29,474,749. That's about $181,000. Total yearly allowance is 29,479,000. So in other words, if you're earning 30,000 naira as basic salary, it will take you exactly 982 years to earn what a senator earns. If you're earning 30,000 naira basic salary, that's the minimum wage, to take you 982.6 years.
And yet our education sector is in comatose. The health sector is a total mess. Oh, let's not even start talking about infrastructure and development or even maintenance or the culture of maintenance. No. Oh, no. Let's not even go far to talk about the economy, because you see, we have a central bank governor that is centraling and is banking.
Don't bring other things into this. This one
we also we also have a system where you see, when you complain, they will divert your attention with something political. So here we are, we're not allowing our attention to be diverted. If we're paying this much and we don't see how these laws are effective, or they're not helping us in any way, and then we need monies. Our lecturers are sitting at home. We need to pay them. And the federal government is also talking tough, saying, well, we're not going to pay you. You're 6 months since you were on leave. Why did you go on leave, sir? What's the state of the Nigerian university? Is it anything to write home about? Are we seeing people leaving their countries to come school here? Can we actually say that we are at par with even our colleagues just here by the border, the ones that are our close cousins? Can we really say that our health sector is good enough? How many of you have a headache and come here to say, oh, let me see Dr. Stretch? So again, who are we kidding? Are these people supposed to be representing us, or are you representing your pockets? Are you representing your family? Are you representing your generation? Because we don't see how this trickles down to us. If we're paying you so much and you're giving us so little.
And you check it out, you wonder why any governor that leaves his position wants to be a senator. You're earning pension as a governor,
yeah,
and you're going to be earning this salary as a senator.
And you're going to get gratuity. Let's not forget that.
Yes, 300% of your basic salary. And I'm asking you, as a Nigerian citizen, are you not hearing or seeing all this? Why would you be a senator and want to leave that position?
Oh, it's a new retirement home for governors.
Exactly.
Have you not realized?
You check it out. That is where they are. And you have a voter's card. You can vote. And if you vote right, you vote these things in the right place. We don't need to say more on this, honestly, because we'll go further. We could earn ourselves a jail term. But at this point, we say that.
I'm too pretty to go to jail, so that's sound off.
All Right, check your time. It's 21 minutes past hour 10. Remember, you can be on the show. Yes, you can be right down these numbers. Get ready to call, be part of it, because we're going to be launching our topic this lovely morning. Sound off is for us. Yes, yeah, for mommy and daddy. Once we deal with sound off, we deal with sound off, yeah, then we go straight to the topic. 0700 993 993 993, the phone number 0700 993 993 993. And if you're a lady, yeah, the ones I say never call, 01465 7190, 01465 7190. And the topic for this morning, you gotta hear it, ruminate on it, and we'll go and come back.
Well, your neighbor on a Monday morning drops you off halfway to work. You get into a bus to work, you wash down the rude and smelly conductor. You just gave him a piece of your mind.
Yes, because his armpits over your face.
Why are you rubbing me in this nonsense
sweat? Can't you take your bath?
Why don't they smell like this?
You're telling him off, and everybody's laughing.
Mm.
They are applauding you.
The whole bus is, you know, hey,
that's how dirty these conductors are. Okay, you get them. Madam, you get them.
Then you don't reach where they go. It's time to pay. Then you realize. You check. Oh, yeah, change. You did check. Oh, God, pass your money. You are checking. You can't find your wallet.
Jehovah.
Then you realize you left it on the coffee table at home.
You know, your friend dropped you halfway. Mm. Then you ran away. You ran off, left your wallet, and you have abused this conductor back and forth. The whole bus is laughing at him. Now it's time for you to pay.
What will you do?
Your wallet is not in your pocket.
What will you do? What will you do if you find yourself in this world? If you find yourself in this
0700 993 993 993. Okay.
We shall be back.
We will be back.
We're still on the nation's number one talk news and sports radio station, 92.3 Nigeria Info. Did I say 92.3?
No, you said 99.3.
99.3 Nigeria Info. 31 minutes gone past the 10 o'clock hour. We did ask a question before we went on that break. Your colleague drops you off halfway to work. You enter into a bus. Maybe the, you know, the bus conductor was just, you know, a bit nasty, and then you wash the person down head to toe. The bus.
Please look at how dirty you
they
are.
They applauded you. They cheered you. You are feeling like a
animal.
You are feeling like a gangster.
Industrial dust. You are abused. They
why they smell like this? Look at you. Smell. You are talking to me. Look morning. At me. Look at
look
you.
Look at your breath. Nonsense.
Say, look at me. Look at you. You are talking to me.
And they laughed. Everybody in the bus was
say,
laughing.
Me, mansion, you. Face me. Face you.
Yes.
And then time to pay, you realized that you left your wallet or your purse or your whatever
at home,
your money holder.
No cover on you. What will you
what
do?
Are you gonna do? Call 0700 993 993 993 993, or you can call 01465 7190, or you can send us a WhatsApp message. We'd like to hear your thoughts on this particular matter. You know, this is the one that P Square said, if not you, tell me what thing you could do, your best friend. Okay. Hello, good morning. What's up? Lagos. Please turn off your radio or walk away from it.
Hello.
What's
good
up,
morning.
Lagos? What's up,
Lagos? What's up, Lagos? What's up, Lagos?
Yes, life. Stretch to life. Good morning.
This one is stretched out WhatsApp Lagos, so
it's
stretched.
Now you don't find my trouble this anymore. No, you are looking
good
for my
morning.
Trouble.
Stretch one name, okay.
Oh no, I'm going okay. How is things?
I am good. Yeah. I'll be wanting to tell you something on radio.
Chino Kemi. I have political career.
Hello.
Go I'm ahead. Listening. Tell me. I'm listening.
You know, I'm proud of you.
How?
When we were in secondary school,
yes,
there is this classmate of mine.
Yes.
His name is Ibojono.
Ibojono, Ibo has mouth.
Yes.
Mm.
Good, you are getting me. So
why?
That is you.
Okay, thank you.
Good. So, make you not let anybody cover your mouth.
Okay. If I go to prison, they will lock me up. Okay.
No. I will be there to bail you now.
Okay. Let's talk about what you would do if you were in this bus situation.
Let's talk about it. It's a very, honestly, what that man did is what I'll do in the bus. I will so cast the conductor that you will regret ever being a conductor.
Okay.
It doesn't matter what he says when I'm looking for my money. Even if I left it on the table or whatever.
So how will you survive that situation now?
I go simply tell him, because me with the castigator, my day somewhere. I go simply tell him to bring out his phone. Give me his account number. I'll do a transfer.
You know they work like that.
The enter boss now.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. That's
the enter boss.
So
if that one no agree, me I go swallow pride though. I go ask anybody where he bail me in there because they follow the hail me.
Yeah.
So they should follow him bailing me too.
Okay. Ibojano.com. Our website.
It's very easy to say. Have you seen a bus conductor hassle somebody for money?
I bet they will remove one shoe. One leg of your shoe.
Hey. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos? Hey. Right, stretch to life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, stretch to life. Even though they like all these senators, maybe they collected $3 million.
No. We're not talking about them.
Even if they like.
You know, if they like, maybe they collect. It's not consigned Nigeria again. I'm already true already.
Tell us how you pay your bus fare.
What?
In that situation, how will you pay your bus fare?
If I enter a bus,
and you have yabbed the conductor, you have yabbed him, you don't cause him tire. So what will you do?
If I have to calm down now.
after you have insulted him, you want to now calm down.
Yes, I will calm down, but that because I shouldn't say he invites me or he will beat me.
Oh yeah, so what will you do now? You will say, conductor, come. I will pay now, pet him. You will pet him?
As a guy, calm down. You know, we are one. We have to be the same before.
When they cast them,
these people know they enter bus.
They don't enter bus.
No. People are thinking in English.
And let me tell you something.
Oh God.
These conductors are the same anywhere in Nigeria.
Oh God. Oh God.
It's just that they speak different language, but they are the same. I don't know. Maybe they have a training academy.
Yes.
Hello. Good morning. What's up, Lagos?
CTI Conductor Training Institute.
Sorry, if that was you, call us back. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Hello, good morning.
What's up, Lagos?
Yes! What's up?
All right.
Stretch to life.
What is this? What's your name? What's your name, please? Sorry about that. Please call us back if you can.
I'm sure you couldn't hear us, but try calling us back. 0700-993-993-993-993. That's 0700-993-993-993. And you can join the conversation also if you're a lady on 01465-7190. And you can send us a WhatsApp message. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
What's your name,
Stretch
sir?
To life.
Good morning to you guys.
Good morning.
How was the weekend?
Beautiful.
Very sweet.
Beautiful. Yours?
I chop it with fuck.
Okay.
Yes,
bye.
Like
my name is Black
candy.
Diamond. I'm calling from Jora.
Oh, thank you. Go ahead.
Okay. In that situation, I'll just tell you, when I realize that I'm not with my wallet or I'm not with my purse, I'll just tell the conductor, conductor, Alpha, I know they with my wallet, so how you go warm up for you, you understand? I'll tell him first. Then, if he says that he no go hear what I talk, he'll say I must pay his money, say he no go collect transfer. Then, I'll just turn to my side, and the follow passenger, I'll just ask the person, I beg, just help me with your account number, let me do transfer for you. Then, the person is going to give me the money, now I'll pay to the...
I beg, I'll not give you my account number, all these fake people. No.
If he doesn't want to give me, fine. When I get to my bus stop and I get down, I'll go to a nearby POS.
He will follow you. Oh my dear, Lashomu. He will hold your throat. He will tear your chest.
Now, which I did do that,
if you know, like, I'm making
Ivana.
Okay.
Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos? Stretch to life.
My name is Stanley. I'm calling you from Bolingbroke.
Right, hi, Stanley. Go ahead.
Okay.
Oh, that's Sunday. If I'm the one in that situation, I will just calm down and bring down my ego and talk to him
baby,
as a straight man.
Down.
I'm sure he will understand.
He will understand. Somebody that's already been ridiculed in the bus.
Do we understand?
Yes, I'm sure you understand. If he doesn't understand, those ones that are hearing me, you are doing well. You are telling him what he wants, what he needs to know. I will involve them. I will let one of them pay for my fare for peace to reign. Because these conductors, the way they talk to people, someone will not want to face the embarrassment if they don't understand you.
Abi, all right, that's your solution. Golden.
Okay.
All right, thanks for calling us.
And what if everyone in the bus just has transport for that particular fare?
Like,
just that one.
Like 700. Ow.
Turn off your radio, please, or walk away from it.
Lagos!
What is Lagos?
What's up?
Hey!
Lagos! What's up?
Hey!
Lagos!
Hey!
What's up?
Hey!
Lagos!
Killa.
What's up?
Hey!
Lagos!
Hey!
Yeah!
Stretch to life!
Yeah!
Good morning!
Good morning!
Yes, what's your name, sir?
Yeah, this is Isaac calling from satellite.
Isaac, you are stuck in the bus, so you don't cause conductor tire. What do you go do?
Hey, Nawao.
Nawao, my brother.
The thing when it go happen be say, wait till I see that they are go be a ramo. Then from there, I go learn lessons, say, make my mother cover small.
Okay, so you go say, Colota, beg, no verse.
I go beg amo.
I beg. You say, hey, oh,
I go beg am.
Hello, my gashet. I go.
I'm waiting to see that day, I go take him. Then next time, I go learn lessons.
I like that one.
I like it. Yes. He said, anything where I see,
anything
I go take him.
I see, my eye collect.
Correct, correct. We have to take, okay, we'll take one more. Quickly, we'll take a few messages and then we will go for that quick break.
All right, let's take the messages. Let's see this one. This one says, if na me, if I don't reach my bus stop, I go japa.
Why does it sound like you've done this before?
Yeah, with japa.
You seen a conductor run after you? Hey, good.
God, you save us all.
All right, well, we'll go for a quick break. When we come back, we're still talking about this. And then, of course, we'll be wrapping things up on the other side. Stay with us.
Take you to Lego.
All right, it's 10:44 on the clock, and exactly 10:45, we'll be having some good talk in the studio. If you want to go to South Africa, like Marianne and myself, we've made up our minds. We are going, but not together, because she will drain my wallet, and I'll be doing my selfie with a lion, and she will not be there. So what's the point in traveling with her? But we've got somebody, minister
I'm
himself.
I'm a good travel buddy, you.
No, you can't be my buddy when we're traveling.
Goodbye.
Because...
Hi, so we have an information minister in the studio.
Yeah. Do I get the salary of the information minister?
Why are you like this?
When you call me a minister.
It's just money. Work first.
Okay.
Yes.
No, holla.
Yes.
Anyway, ladies and germs, like they rightfully said, South Africa is the place to be this time of the year. Of course, it's in vogue, if you ask me. And right now, South Africa is inviting you to Zwakala. Or should I say, come over this holiday. Come and explore the explosive and vibrant city. Beautiful beaches and top-tier restaurants this summer. And of course, it's a promise that you're going to have a holiday worth talking about when you're back home. Because, I mean, why are you going to stress yourself, chilling in a place that's not supposed to be chilled in? South Africa is the place to be. Now, they've got everything you need for a fun and relaxing holiday, from delicious cultural foods like bunny chows, Kotas, Skopo, or should I say sheep's head, and of course, Lekka, or should I say delicious braise. Now, many people are very reserved when it comes to trying new meals, but trust me, the best things in life are on the other side of your fears.
Yes.
So, you know.
If I perish, I perish.
You know. And of course, I've often realized that some of these things taste way better than they sound or look.
Yes, because when you say sheep head, it looks like something staring at you.
Like a sacrifice or something.
Yes.
I don't want to eat no sacrifice.
But I first start with the tongue.
Okay. Yeah.
Oh gosh.
Yeah, that went from zero.
Oh no.
Went from 0 to 100 in a minute.
Exactly.
Now he's actually eating tongue. Yeah. Okay. Aside from tongues and all that, for those looking for some shopping, we recommend they get their hands on the best in local and entertainment fashion. Did I say entertainment? International fashion at Sandton City's Diamond Walk or Hyde Park Square in Johannesburg. Now, I'm pretty sure you've heard these names before. Why don't you make it a reality and visit it for real? Now, those visiting Durban can visit the Gateway Mall in Umlagana or Umlanga and the Cape. You know, I'm naturally not from South Africa, but I really love the place.
You're not?
Yeah, you know, but...
And you actually look like them.
You look like them on Kumbochi.
Akuna Matata. Anyway, trust me, visiting Durban and the Gateway Mall in Umlanga and the Cape Town travelers are guaranteed a once-in-a-lifetime shopping experience at the V&A waterfront. It's one of the most beautiful things that you can actually see. Now, one thing about South Africa is that they have a buzzing music scene with the Amapiano taking over the world. And it's quite funny how you've probably been vibing to the rhythm of South Africa, but you don't even know that. Mm-hmm. You know, you heard Davido sing the song and then you think that, you know, it's a Nigerian thing. No, it's not. Mm-hmm. Amapiano vibes really, literally emanated from this part of the world, and we've all been enjoying it. And of course, why not come and see the source, come and see the motherland of Amapiano. Of course, we recommend experiencing it the true Mzanzi way, or should I say Ekasi, Njozi, or Pirada. Those are townships of Joburg and Pretoria. When you actually get there, it'll sound less like Chinese and gibberish, and more like something that you can experience. Now, for the travelers who look to explore tourist sites or take a trip to the Kruger National Park or any of the many game reserves to reconnect with nature, because that's one thing, you know, a lot of us need. There's a way the greens and the vegetations of Mother Earth tend to relax your mind. And trust me, South Africa has got those in ample supplies. So you can take a trip to the Kruger National Park or any of the many game reserves to connect with nature. And for those looking to learn about South Africa's heritage, we recommend a family-friendly bike tour of Mostra, Soweto Township, or the larger-than-life Kasi Township, which was home to iconic historical figures like Nelson Mandela. And I'm sure that hits home, right?
Yeah.
Of course. Nelson Mandela.
Rolilala Mandela.
I think it's Rolilala. Yeah. So this is me correcting you now. Yeah. It's a revenge for what you did.
South African Nigeria.
Of course. Yeah, we shall give you the passport. Don't worry.
What?
Yeah,
he doesn't need. He doesn't need the passport. He's a Nigerian man.
He's trying to pronounce the word
what he said.
Yeah, he's in. He said what he said. But really speaking, so when you've mentioned fashion, you've mentioned food,
tourism, game reserves. What
game reserves? That's my own. I keep telling these ladies here, when there were two of them, that the best thing to experience is go see a lion face to face, eyeball to eyeball. Take a selfie with a lion. That is a desire of...
Huh? I wouldn't exactly advise you to go in close proximity to any lions
now. Help me tell him.
Why not?
That sounds like bad advice.
No, because if you go to the safari, you will be there with them. They are lonely species. You should take pictures. Imagine a lion has never taken a selfie in his life.
So what are you waiting for, sir?
Why
haven't you gone to...
I will go with Marianne.
No, Brad, you go alone.
Can you please leave her out of this?
Yeah.
I mean, only one of us looks like lion food here.
So there's a safari, right?
Definitely. Like I told you, there are so many games reserves in South Africa. There's also the Kruger National Park, like I mentioned earlier on. And it's a wonderful opportunity for you to connect with nature, you know?
Okay.
Not lions, but, you know, nature
altogether.
But they're
part of nature.
Imagine getting a small comb the lion.
Hey, this guy has...
The Minister of Information,
he has a serious death wish.
I would like to issue a disclaimer. No lions should be combed or snapped with, you know, unless there is the presence of official of the park.
Yeah,
you know,
the lion knows I'm a tourist. I show my passport. Then took a toothpick. Check out anything the lion...
Houston, we have a problem.
Take a
Houston,
picture.
We have a problem.
Yeah.
So this is really fun. So
definitely.
There should be a website of sorts, right?
I'm getting there. Hold on.
All right.
Yeah,
all right.
That's like I said earlier on, there are certain townships that are home to, you know, larger than life areas that, you know, have hosted iconic historical figures like Nelson Mandela, Winnie Mandela, as well as the Archbishop Desmond Tutu.
Mm.
Yes, of course, these names alone should, you know, evoke a lot of memories and a lot of understanding of just how rich the heritage of South Africa is. Now, South Africa is known to have its own unique languages and slang that the locals love to use. So come journey with us and learn more about these South Africanisms. Mm. You know what I'm saying? So just like he said, he's probably wondering what kind of website you could go to check all of this.
Yeah, please, I'd like to get
you just can't wait to get to those lions now, can you?
I can't.
Anyway, your holiday, it's worth talking about, and of course, it definitely awaits you. So come journey with us. You can find the travel package that works best for you on www.southafrica.net.
Southafrica.net. That simple. That's straightforward.
That simple.
And I'll go there and I'll see everything.
You see the travel package that works best for you, you know?
All right.
As a tourist, if you want to go, like you said, if the games are your the game reserves is your thing, you'll definitely see a link to that in particular.
Games, fashion, then food.
That's my favorite part.
Fashion.
No, food. Yeah.
Fashion for
that's
me.
For Marianne.
Yeah, that's her. I do
animals. Fashion and food.
I don't like the
I
way
like
you,
food too.
I don't like
the
way you pointed out me and said animal.
No, not you.
Animal, place,
you do
that.
Thing. He pointed at me.
Animal, place,
or
thing.
No, no, no. Like we're speaking, but I really feel that this is an experience. I mean, I saw a lion.
What's your
one.
Spirit animal?
What's my what?
Your spirit animal.
I don't follow up on those lines.
Hey, now, but because you keep calling the lion.
Yeah, I don't follow up on those things.
So why are you following
no spirit animal I have. I want to go and see an animal take a selfie with a lion. Yeah. Is that
gives me
desire?
Bear vibes, though. I think he has like a bear as a spirit
like,
animal.
Yeah.
Not only,
like a grizzly bear.
A grizzly, that sort of thing.
Not only bear, kai kai.
And you will likely be a deer, you know, graceful.
No, maybe
a fox.
A fox. Ooh, and you're quite foxy when you think about it.
Okay, I think you'd be a chipmunk.
Oh man.
No,
anyway,
not me.
These are conversations that you can definitely have when you make your trip. Of course, there's so much to talk about, so much to learn. What are you waiting for? Why are you sitting in your comfort zone? Why are you doing the same thing you've been doing
over and over,
over and over and over again? Get out of your house and don't worry about money now, because like I said, you will find a package that works for you.
Go with your PVC and come back with it too.
What? Okay, now I'm lost. Can someone please help? Can somebody please help me?
I'm just saying like that. So you can go the
Lagos
way
Lagos church is not well. We're trying to take care of him.
It's okay. It's okay. Who wellness app? But really speaking, please, can I have the website again? I really would like to memorize that.
All right. Like I said earlier on, if you want a journey in South Africa, find a travel package that works best for you on www.southafrica.net. There is no space, no parenthesis, no forward slash. All I said is www.southafrica.net.
Okay.
Kapish?
Kapishke.
Well, when you see the spelling, though, it kind of does look like Kapishke.
Yeah. She gets it, yeah?
So he just said something in my language. So if somebody says, do you understand? You can say, understand ke.
Okay. So if you say Kapish, I say Kapishke.
Oh, I see. I guess I'm left out of the inside jokes here.
Yeah. But, you know, it's fine. It's fine. So, guys, don't forget, the food is something I would advise everybody to try. Every time I travel, I look forward to the street food.
Yeah.
You know, and in Nigeria, that could be suya. You
that
know?
Could be
masa.
It can be
bole.
Masa. So, for the first time, I tasted masa yesterday, and I dipped it in pepper soup. Sorry, guys. I dipped it in pepper soup.
Yeah, I get why you asked.
Yeah,
Lagos.
I'm saying in Lagos.
I get it.
Yeah.
The best masa in the world is in the north.
Is in the north, exactly.
Yeah, but I had no idea what was a masa in the first place. So so my uncle brought it home yesterday and said, oh, masa, you eat it with like spice, soya spice. I'm like, what's that? You know, I said, open the bag. And so I took it out. And it looks nice, but then it's bland until you eat it with something.
Yeah, it's basically rice, you know? It's rice.
Yeah, so I dipped it in pepper soup. It tasted really good.
Definitely.
God, dude. Nice.
And it has this nature of absorbing the juices. So, you know, it'll be dripping when you put it in your mouth.
You
lovely stuff. I love food.
So go to South Africa and eat this street food. What did you call that thing again? I think I want to taste
lekker. You can find bunny chows, kotas, skopo, or sheep's head.
Lekka for me.
Yeah, I'll never understand that, but I'm not gonna try.
Then the eyeballs.
Oh God, what's wrong? It's too early in the morning.
I don't want to see your fridge.
You're talking
shit. I don't want to see what's in your
when
fridge.
When it is well cooked, take out the tongue, then take out the eyeballs, and take pictures before and after. Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right, thank you, Minister, for coming. He's looking shocked.
Yeah.
We're not always like
you. You left him speechless, like practically.
Like my whole tongue is gone now.
He swallowed it. Okay.
It's by the internet.
Okay, all right. Well, goodbye. We need you to go. Need you to go right now, right now.
Ring a ding, ding-a-ling.
Thanks for coming.
It's What's Up Lagos, baby. Get set.
All right. It's 10:55 on the clock, 10:56 in a few seconds. It's still What's Up Lagos, Monday edition. Mariano Kun right here. My name is Stretch, and together we're taking you to 12 noon. Exactly 4 minutes from now, we'll be giving you the headlines. And after that, we'll change gears and tell you what else. But in the meantime, some messages are hanging. I'll take a couple of them. Some guys that called have not experienced crazy conductors. If you don't insult Nigerian conductor, which your eyes go see, you will never forget that day. Because waiting conductor go do you. You go be like, say you go steal. Eboom from Surulere, experientially. All right, I like that, Eboom. This one carry weight. So in fact, my encounter with a conductor in Lagos was like a horror movie. I had a swollen face like Anthony Joshua. Stop now.
What was all this?
So God forbid, I will never let it happen again. In fact, I cover myself with the blood of Jesus. His name is Afrigogo. Afrigogo, you're always wonderful to read from your former Balinde. So we asked that question, what will you do in that situation? Many people are saying different things, and I'm seeing that many people are saying, I will ask somebody to give me for transfer. I will do this. I will beg the
conductor.
There's
no time. It all happens in a flash.
Hey, the conductor first starts saying that, he doesn't have monies and he's abusing me. Well, you will die today. Mm-hmm. I will take your C-pass. I will take your shoe and he will rough handle you. That breath you don't want to be in your face.
I'm telling you.
Yay.
Well, join the conversation. We will take just one call before we go for the break for the news at 0700-993-993-993. The question we're asking is, you can leave your house. Maybe you ask your neighbor to quick, please, I go just join you job for costing. Then I go take bus, then you go where they go. And then your neighbor drops you off. Then you get into this bus. And maybe the driver just, shoves you. The conductor shoves you with his underarm, and you're like,
what is wrong with you? What kind of person are you? Who do you think you are? I'll deal with you, you dirty thing. Then you find out you don't have your wallet with you.
Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Stretch to life. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
What's your name, sir?
My name is Abdul.
All right, go ahead now.
If I found myself in that situation, and even if you don't know how to speak Yoruba, you have to learn it by all means.
Ntori Olorun.
You have to start saying, Omoyami.
Omoyami, Jaw. Makpami, Jaw. Jaw. Obami, no Jijini.
You have to speak all the Yoruba you know. If not,
your own
tongue will disgrace you. Thank you. I like your show.
Thank you so much for calling, Abdul. We appreciate it. Well, we want to take one more message and then we'll go for that.
All right, let's see this. It says, good morning, guys. My name is Okikiola Bruno Fernandez. Is he a sportsman?
Well, not Bruno Fernandez.
Bruno Fernandez will not enter a bus.
He can't help you at that point.
It would be hard for Bruno Fernandez to enter a bus.
He will not be able to help you at that point.
At that point, only God can help you.
Or the driver. You not say driver.
Driver. Hey, don't call me. You're abusing my conductor now. You say I should help you. You must pay your monies.
And what if all the people that were laughing with you?
They will say maybe he's a scammer.
So all this one that you were shopping mouth.
Don't even have money.
Guys, we'll be back after this break.
What's up, Lagos? 11:04. What's up, Lagos? This beautiful morning. And it's your darling station, 99.3 Nigeria Info, King of Talk Sports. Go on. You're not talking. What's wrong?
I don't know.
Okay. We've not finished the show.
Yeah. Okay, guys.
Let me be scared.
I just want to frustrate Stretch today.
You are doing it.
This is how the Mondays are supposed to be for him.
Forever.
Anyway, on a Monday morning, you get out, you get ready, you tell your neighbor that, Oga, as you are going, please, you will drop me at Costain Junction. Then I will enter bus and get to work. And, maybe you're taking some time and then your neighbor says, pom, pom, pom. He's honking while leaving.
Rush out.
And then you rush out, you dash through the door. You jump into the car and you get to the junction that you're supposed to be dropped off. You jump off and then immediately find a bus. As you're trying to jump into the bus, the driver shoves you, he rubs his body on you. The conductor. I think I have a team for the driver.
Yes, I think so.
So, you know how it is in Lagos, how you're struggling to jump into the bus and the conductor just shoves you or something. He rubs off on you and you're like, what's this nonsense? Have you seen my white shirt? What's all this rubbish?
Dirty thing.
Yeah, you know they bath. You. What's all this?
People come to work, you come and make people smell.
Now go call they go smell from my office.
And everybody shouts.
What's all this one?
Yes, talk
don't
to
mind
him.
Them.
Give it
That's
to
how
them.
They always behave.
That's how they behave. Nonsense. And you are the king of it all. They are applauding you.
They are clapping for you on the bus. They are
getting to Abale in the Abale in the day. Oh, wow. Then say, oh, God, where your money? Pay up 500. Then you check and your wallet is not on you. And there's no money in your pocket. You are checking pockets you've never checked. Oh, your heart starts beating. What will you do? After you have washed down this conductor, everybody is clapping and laughing at him. What will you do? How will you start your journey? Some people say they will ask for somebody, if you could please give me your account number. Please, let me transfer.
The one I like the most is the guy who said, conductor, give me your account number.
What will you do in that situation? How will you get out of it? Yeah, and we'll ask you to call us and let us know. Maybe someone will learn from this, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
01, let me call the ladies' numbers first. 01-465-7190. If you're a lady, and incidentally, you're also female. 01-465-7190. And if you're a man, yeah, or you just want to call this line, 0700-993-993-993. Let's get to the phone line.
Join
right
the
now.
Conversation. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos? Oh, sorry about that. If that was you, please call us back. 0700-993-993-993. Don't forget, you can also join us on WhatsApp. We'd like to hear from you. So be part of the conversation on WhatsApp. And let us know. Because you see, the truth is, if you've never witnessed or experienced bus scenario where either it's a change problem.
Issue, or something little. You know, you've not. These people stay under the sun 24 hours. Hey. They sleep. When it's raining, they come out around, some come by 3, 4. Mm. They are on the road already. And they are stressed to the teeth. And you get to insult one of them.
Ah, right. And then you now fall back into their trap. Hello, good up, morning. Lagos? What's up, Lagos?
The calls are jamming.
Sorry. Call us back.
0700-993-993-993. Who's on the phone?
Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos? What's up? Yeah, yeah, hey, hey.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Stretch to life.
What's your name, sir?
This Eze from Odobolugu State.
Eze.
Eze. Welcome.
The only Eze from Odobolugu.
Chinekena. It is well with you. Oga dregem.
Oga dregem. Oga dregem.
Amen. Oh, yeah, go ahead.
Yes.
Eze, what would you do?
You see, if that kind of thing happened to me, I go turn to staff.
Eh?
How?
I go declare myself staff now. What do you mean?
Oh, my
you go be staff. Oga, why are you lying?
No, I'm not lying now. That's how I do it now.
So you say you're staff. How will you prove that you're
staff? I'm a staff. And they work for Barega there.
If the conductor touch you, oh my God.
Well, no intimidation for that one. All of us go to scatter ground here. Now. When you tire, me, I go tire. I go leave ourselves.
I never touch you.
Okay, Eze. Thank you for calling,
Thank
Eze.
Thank you, you declare staff. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
All right, that one broke away. All right.
Please make sure that when you call us, you turn off your radio, because the truth is, if both your voice... You're trying to listen to your voice on the radio and you're trying to listen to your voice on the phone. There's going to be a clash, and that's why we have a holdback. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Hello.
What's up, Lagos?
Yo, good morning.
What's up, Lagos?
Give us the passcode.
Oh, yeah.
Hello.
Excuse me, sir. There's a passcode.
Hello, sir. Can you hear us?
The passcode.
All right, he is definitely first time to listen to that. All right, if you call us for the first time or second time or third time or 14th time, you go, what's up, Lagos?
Whenever you call, as loud as you can,
all right?
Whenever you call.
Let's do that. Come on.
Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Hello.
What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Yes. Oops. That's all she said.
We do apologize. We see that the lines are all jamming, but keep trying. I do not know what's wrong with the lines, but we hope that it can get fixed. Hello, good morning.
What's up, Lagos?
Hello, good morning.
What's up, Lagos? Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Cheers to life. Good morning. What's your name, sir? Where are you calling from?
Well, I'm calling from Abuja.
All right. What will you do? Kill him, sir.
This is tough.
I will beg the conductor make him know verse too.
From laughing at him to begging him. Ah.
Brother, I will beg, I no go lie you.
Okay, so tell us how you start begging. After you have laughed at him, how will you start? Oga, who are
da?
Alai. Oromida.
No, I will.
Oh God, they found me low me jaw, kilo shell. They found me low me jaw. Driver, hello, first of all, driver, hello, first of all. Oh boy, this one is begging. So he's begging to the limit. That please now forgive me, please. Calm down now, forgive me.
I do not know what I did. It's the devil's work.
My wallet is not here. Come down.
It's the devil's work. It's the devil's work. All right, let's take another call. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Yeah, what's up, Lagos?
Yeah.
What's up?
Lagos, the excellent.
Hey, hey.
We have what I will do.
Okay.
The stretch will help us to coerce the middle bed to join us.
Hey, madam, you don't come. You have come. Good morning,
okay. Mr. Igbe. Yeah. What will you
do? Okay, what's up? What is there that you should tell the conductor or the driver before you board the vehicle? They will surely understand.
No, you don't know. You didn't know you didn't have your wallet, too. You started.
Last time I entered one like that, I hold the money for hand. I didn't know where the money fell down.
Okay.
So I now said, I want this money just now, 200. So the guy said, okay, wait, where do you want to drop? I said, 2,000. All right. Then before we could drop, another person drop. I don't saw the 200 under my leg. Okay. So he now say, okay, just under, don't worry. That's why he collect the money again.
But this one where you don't abuse the conductor, uncle, you don't cuss and where?
Why would I cuss conductor? No. Am I under cuss?
Oh,
I'm a blessed vessel.
I should be.
You won't change the scenario.
You know they change you.
No, we know they cuss.
Okay.
Well,
thank you for calling.
Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Hey, what's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos? Lagos, stretch to life.
Who is speaking, please?
My name is Kome. I'm in traffic.
All right.
Kome, we can hear that.
Yes, you don't do this thing before.
Kome, stop it. Too. It's just now we are paying to.
Now we have stretched. Like, Kome, we've been because not of our CMS.
Kome.
Because the way we stretch today, talk this thing. I think they catch me.
Now we help in life.
Kome.
Anyway,
okay.
Sir, but the thing is, after you don't cost the guy, finish.
Yes.
You want to see your money? My driver, I'll go talk to a driver. I beg, driver. I don't know if my money not there with you.
I know your type.
Now why you again? Okay, you know, get
me. The only thing I go see too.
Okay.
You can help me. Well, you go follow me. Reach my bus stop. I go use POS and collect money. Give you.
All right.
That's the only
all right. Then.
Okay, Kome. Thank you so very much for calling. We appreciate it. Hello. Good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Stretch to life.
That's that one.
So this lady has tried to call us three times, and she just screams, "What's up, Lagos?" And then her line goes off.
It's only her line that goes off.
Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos? Please turn off your radio. Walk away from it.
Hello, you there? All right, I guess this one doesn't know. We'll pick the call.
Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
The phone lines are jamming. Let's go to WhatsApp for now and see. We have a call. Let's
yes. See. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos? Please turn off your radio.
The lines are really, really big.
Just turn off your radio and you'd see your call will go through.
It's going to be easier. All right, let's read some messages right here. What's up, Lagos? The matter is very simple. Discuss with someone in the bus. Collect his or her account number. Transfer the money to the account and collect cash from the person to pay the conductor. Gideon from Abule Oshun. Gideon, sounds good. Mm-hmm. How old? This one says, just switch your accent to street mode. Hey, Miami, Boju. That's why street credibility is good. Muidin. All right. Hi, guys. What's up, Lagos? This is Nedu from Banana Island. Actually, these conductors don't really take insults from passengers seriously, especially those really dirty ones. They may not even remember that I insulted them. Stole it for the gods. But if I find myself in that situation, though, I will promise to give him more than the actual fare. Like, if it's 400 naira, I will promise to pay 1K if he will accept transfer. Laugh out loud, he said. But it's an unfortunate situation, though. Yes, it is. It is. Let's read the message here. This one says, I go do transfer now. If not, the conductor go leave you. If not, the conductor no go leave you. All right, that's the message you send. You can send us WhatsApp messages. You can also call us on 0700-993-993-993 or you call us on 01465-7190.
Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Lines are in the situation.
Lines are going up and down, up and down.
All right, so the scenario is painted. You're already on your way. Your friend drops you halfway. In other words, you can't even go back. You didn't even know by then that you got into a bus. And as you were getting in, or you sat down where the conductor was like asking for his money from behind you, he was just too rough. He was too near. He was in your space. And you were really upset. And you washed him down. Everybody in the vehicle was applauding you. Yes, tell them dirty things.
Then people don't have any sense of decency. You are working with human beings. Can't you
brush your shirt? You can't brush
your teeth.
Then 2 minutes down the line, you're about to pay. You don't have your wallet on you.
Then you imagine the conductor saying, this is how you lie. You cannot even ever leave your house with money. You are coming to talk to me. I know your time.
That's what they do every day. You must give my money today.
Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
What's up? Church to life. All good right, morning.
This is Samuel calling from my papa.
Samuel,
based on my script credibility, when I get there and such a thing happens,
yes.
You see, I'll just show myself. Oh, I am gonna happen. I just know the devil is so no shamo.
Did I say you don't learn this conductor works?
See transition
from you just behave.
That means take your eyes away. Don't look at that. My wallet is. Is it you that made me lose my wallet? He was asking the conductor. Oh yeah. If you don't want to do that, you can take transfer. What do you think? Hey, street credibility.
Okay.
Yeah.
But you know.
Really? But if you are the kind of person, you know, some people don't even know how to do any street cred. Some people, even they are surrounded by people that will pick their pockets. What are you doing? Why are you people surrounding me? You know, it is actually wrong for you to pick people's pockets. You know? Some people don't know how to switch.
I can't laugh.
Some people don't know how to switch.
Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Hey. Stretch to life.
Maybe I'm too late.
Yeah, my name is Maxwell.
Maxwell. Good morning.
Yeah, I'm calling from
Make up your mind.
Yeah, thinking about the
place. I think such a thing happened.
Okay.
Quite okay. You know, go easy, but you know, we're standing.
Hey.
I will show myself.
How?
Show yourself. Let's see it. Give us a tip.
If you want to drag out with me, I will say, come. Let's talk. If now you do that thing do to you, will do past me. You understand?
Okay. I go ask you, say, why can't you cost me
back? If you want to do it.
You go say, but I'm a poor low lower, which ain't boom. Why you no get money? Why they cost me?
But I'm a low lower, you wouldn't need low lower.
Oh, what did that? Come low me, Joe.
Come low me, Joe.
Come low me, Joe.
You walk here like a real machine.
I think that it's really, it's a cute thing that most Lagosians, no matter how posh they appear,
yeah, you can
always
actually
are able to get in touch with their very ghetto side.
Yeah. No, that side could save your life, actually. When you come to
Have a Lagos ghetto side, but I have a Porakot and a Calabar ghetto side.
Let me tell you something. Yeah? There's a proverb in Yoruba, Porakot Eleni Leko. In other words, if you're a bad guy in Porakot, you come to Lagos, you are learning.
I do not know who you are right now. Why? You see, this is why we saved your life and brought you to this station.
PK course.
Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Stretch.
Wow.
Life.
Hey. What's your name, sir?
Ahmed Kuti from Ogoro Shoki.
Esquire, you should put Esquire because you must have been in a choir.
Yeah, Choresta.
Esquire. All right, tell us.
You guys.
Tell us what
you guys are really trying. You think on this topic, anyway, the name Kuti must have ring bell in your hair.
It is ringing now. Is it still ringing?
We are always on the street. Aluta runs in our blood, in our family.
Aluta continua.
And heaven will not fall. When I find myself in such situation, heaven will not follow. Heaven will not fall. We will sort it anyhow.
What would be the plan now? Will you say, come, conductor, I don't have money.
I know I've offended the guy.
Yes.
But at the end of the day, I'll let him know I'm a sweet guy too.
Oh, she baddest.
Only thing I will tell him, well, guy, it has happened. Whatever I might have said to you,
Abinu.
It's like I'm only advising you, and you know, heaven will not forge.
Oh, yeah, so how do you want to start
how do you intend to pay the money? Because owe me that.
Owe me that. Motigba, owe me that.
If you guys have a bank account, give me your bank account. Let me transfer to you.
Koni, Owolovegba.
Owolovegba.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then we'll all be there till evening now.
Okay, you don't want to go to work. All the best, sir. All the best. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
I like that guy.
What's up, Otonu Lagos?
Oh. What's up, Otonu? Cheers to life. Good morning.
Morning, Mary. You are too much.
Hey, thank you.
Sir?
My chairman, I miss you guys.
Baba, we are here.
Quick one. Chris is my name now.
Mm-hmm. All right, Chris.
If it's me, that plan B.
Yes.
So, can you pay for your money, like the or something like that? Again, for your own good.
Okay.
Then he goes, no, you know how they normally.
No, you first hear.
You go first of all, when you use that, their clan, me myself, I go change my own, like I told you, like this.
Chris, thank you so much. I love how all the posh people on Nigerian Food are now ghetto. And I'm so glad that everybody now knows that we got Stretch from CMS.
CMS Motor Park is not there. Talk of Bariga. Talk of place where.
But that's where we picked you. Picked you from CMS.
Alakija, Free Niger, Abuladu, Area, Wolumo, Mushi, Olo, Pico, Olo.
Oh my goodness. Okay.
Olo.
You're so ghetto.
Whatever.
Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos? What's up? Yeah, this one is breaking.
Good morning.
Good morning. What's your name?
It's like you have hiccups.
Just your phone. Where you?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Breaking.
My darling, breaking. We're so sorry. And you're our first female caller this morning. Okay, our second
month.
After
this,
Ahigbe.
This month.
Go away.
Ahigbe
was the first, month. But her line is bad. So please call us back if you can. Go to a better place with better cell network so you can call us.
Better place. Better place.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning.
What's up, Lagos?
Let me say it myself.
Oh, yeah, What's up, Otono? What's up, Otono?
Good morning.
Good morning. What's your name, sir? Where are you calling from?
My name is Albert. I'm calling from somewhere. I'm in transit anyway.
Okay, right. Hassan, go ahead.
So, I will get the case studies.
Mm-hmm.
If I find myself in such a situation,
yeah.
First, I'll just say, Oga. So maybe say I insult you, you can't come out my wallet. No, we'll find my wallet inside this car together.
Benny, I change it for you.
I will change them for you. You will not see how the guy what happened now. I don't get money to pay you. If you say I didn't look for my wallet,
yeah,
I don't say I the only thing represent. Anytime, right? They go, they look me, go, they say that. See that 200 that way, I won't pay you.
Yeah.
And you know,
Maria, move. I want to faint.
I know. They're not a girl account.
No, wait, wait. Let us faint. Let us faint.
Let us faint. This one, we are fainted.
I am fainted.
Well, I'm woken up, but where did we go in, please?
That was awesome.
Why do you want to come and corrupt my listener like this?
Drop mic. Hey, conductor. So, because I'm busy, where's my wallet? My wallet?
You are going to find our wallet together.
You must find my wallet.
I know it's you. You are the one. Jesus. You are the number one suspect here. Jesus. I'm not leaving. You don't even know me. I'll be tech court here.
Hey.
Conductor said we'll be weak.
God of mercy.
What was all this?
We need to leave in 5 minutes, right?
Yes, but we have information from the minister.
Very few women can move around without makeup.
Welcome, Auntie.
Thank you.
All right, what's the information?
Yeah, I have an announcement for y'all. So, Amazon Web Series, AWS, the largest cloud services provider in the world, will be hosting the very first Nigeria Tech event in collaboration with Macintosh Consulting at the Zone.
More conversation, more talk, more right after this.